One and a half to two.
Sorry, number.
Biggest they've ever done.
Really? What's the chayv, man?
I think they'll reach an Oprah.
Hope. It's a big number.
The chayv is...
Nine kids.
Well, that's the chayv.
Nine kids, one is very expensive.
You must meet the Avi.
Avi who?
Lank. Guy's gonna get off the plane, he hit, you know. Please don't come in here, Ruben.
He did.
No. Well, that's not a real kiss.
Stop hanging out with Morgan.
Anyway.
Oy, oy, oy.
Today's shiur is sponsored, hope of release, Omer Mekasim and Ona Esther, Fush Len Yasim and Rachi from Shalom, down from it. Sarah Sasha Bas Masha, Maslocha, and Shmuel Ben Rachaleo, David Ben Miriam Peril, Shara Fush Lema, and Tzvigin Shana Mina, Sarasim Ben Basha Belo, Zashuk Yoma, and for Yil Nishmas, Yasif, Aryeh Ephraim Ben Tzvi, Hashem Azam Aliyah. He's actually did very busy with Afyani.
Was?
I didn't know he was a Gaba. You knew he was a Gaba?
Over there, in Yeshiva?
Yeah. I had no idea.
On Shabbos.
I had no idea. I said I would have left more so he could take, you know, could take me over.
Where are we going with this?
I'm going. I had no idea that he was a Gaba. Ibaylu, we are up to Heyon Beis. Very commendable. Tzvi is here. Tzvi's brother got married last night. You should see Tzvi dancing.
Ooh. Wow, what a kizatska.
You should also.
What a kizatska.
Seriously?
That's good. Start at 4 o'clock.
Seriously, your father will probably be in bed by 10:30. Gosh.
Gee.
No, that's
it. Yeah, that's early.
He gets told me, he's like, I'll be in bed by 10:30.
Yeah. Started pretty much on time, though.
No, the couple was 6:45.
Okay.
So
pretty much on time.
It was called for 6.
Yeah, it's pretty much on time. Who?
Singer didn't show up.
Who? What's his name? The red beard guy?
Brown.
Not Brown. That's his name. Brown? No.
Brian Berger.
Didn't show up. He didn't show up by 6:45.
Okay, Zach, the Gemara.
Huh?
You were already
done.
She was great.
He did the same thing on a boat, you know, when they had to leave at 7 o'clock. He totally spaced out. He showed up at like 7:40.
Ibaylu, you ready? Hey on the bays by two lines at the bottom of the Amid on the bays. Ibaylu, Tavalach Azman. What happens is, we said that there's a machoikis if Adam Perea Choyva B'Tech Zmanai. Rish Lakish says, "Ein adam pareya choyva b'tech zmanai." It's chazaka that a person does not come and pay back his loans, his debts, before it's due. And the lashon is halavai sheyifra b'zmanai. So yibayelu tovay la'achas zman. What happens if he was to pay him after the debt was due? Va'amaloi praiticha b'tech zmanai. I paid you up in the time before it was due. So now we have a little twist to the situation. Mi amrina, the makam chazaka amrina malashaka. I don't makam chazaka le amrina malashaka. What does this mean? It means even if you hold that ain't in the pareah choyva b'tech zmanai, which is a chazaka, But in a case where this guy Katayna, that he paid now, because it's already his money. So let's say I, Chapel borrows me $100. I tell him, you have to pay me Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So that's next week's Sunday, he owes me money. So I come to him on Monday, I said, listen, pay up. He says, believe me, I paid up 2 days ago. But Rosh Lakish holds, you're not believed.
That's not two Shabbos.
What's your Shabbos?
Oh.
3 days ago. So right, so Rosh Lakish holds, you're not believed. But in a case over here where he could say, believe me that I paid up Toich Zmanoi, because I could have said I paid up now, and now I'm believed that I'm paid. Now you would believe me because it's already Zman. Because people do pay their bill when it's due. So you have a Migul. So do you say, or no, the Chazakah is so strong.
It's not possible.
Why? Because this Chazakah of Eidim the Perat Toich Zmanoi goes, a Chazakah goes even against the Roif.
It's Eidim.
Is
it
a real
Chazakah?
It's Eidim.
Yeah. So, Rashi says also something interesting. Malashaka, it's not just you'd be able to be believed. Iboya Omar le Praticha Bizmani, Hilkik Yomar le Nami Praticha Bizmani, Nema Mishvul. There is a shul involved, but at least.
Here too?
Or yeah,
is
a shul yeah you don't have to make a shul. You only Nema with a shul if a Chazaka is not strong, is not stronger than a Malashaka. But if Chazaka is stronger, you're not believed.
You
can't make a shul. So Gemara says, Toshma.
But see, here the lev is, the malv is paying, making the shul.
What?
The lev is.
No, the guy who borrowed the money.
Right, the lev.
Guy borrowed the money. Yeah. The lev.
And if he would come, if he would come and say, pay up, and the guy said, I pay up after this man.
That's believed.
Then he wouldn't need
no shavu?
No
shavu?
No.
He's just neman even.
To break the
even with a shadar?
We're not talking about a shadar.
No shadar. The shadar we'll see. We're talking about the amu al peh, obviously.
Chazaka just tells you that you have nothing else, but this is the fact. If you have another time, you'll
have a. Right. That's not a chazaka.
In this case, a chazaka. The end of Brad talks money. I'll buy a shiur for his money. Look at the receivables, Chapel, right? Toshma.
Don't talk about it.
Becheske shenosan ashiyaviraya shloi nosan. So we have a Mishnah where we build a wall. The halacha is al tzhezik ria. The chachamu mechayev person to put up a wall in the middle of the property. So me and Chapel have a duplex. I started making this whole gemara out of Lego, but it didn't work out.
They couldn't get the roof on, right?
No, I got one case, and then the next case.
You were bored yesterday.
It was too late.
No,
he was cleaning up his kids. Lego.
He had to take his kids on a trip, so he said, "No, let's go to Legoland."
So Gemara says like this. So Gemara says the Mishnah says that if there's a wall middle of the property that Bezim was mechayev me to build out Tzezikria, so you could assume that the guy gave payment for it. That's what we said. Becheske shenosan, achiyavrai shleinosan. Till the if one of the guys brings a ride, the other guy didn't pay, then he didn't pay. But you assume that he paid. So Gemara says, Hechadam, what's the case? Ilei mishat tovei la'achas man. It was after the time was up for the wall got built and it was time to pay up. Amar le'praticha bizman. I paid you now. Pshita, that you're believed to say bizman that once it's due that you paid. He said, I paid you before you started building the wall. Or whatever, middle of the wall. Because it says over here that
an invoice and a loan is the same thing. In other words, this is not really a loan. I'm just giving you half the invoice.
Yeah, but you owe the money.
Right. So you,
my guy's building.
The guy pays his invoice on time also.
Same idea.
Huh? He laid it out.
I'm saying I understand the case. I'm saying, but it's an invoice.
Yeah.
Who pays an invoice on time?
Money too. It's
I think people pay a loan.
Michael Kazaka.
Pay an invoice.
I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah,
it's not really.
No, it's the other way around.
No, tiki no washi.
You would like to think it's the other way around.
I'm a feel Michael Kazaka. I'm a malashaka. Shiny Ako. They call shuffle a shuffle zimnu. We had this tariff already that the wall is due Every brick, every layer, every brick. So Melo, at that point, it was already mechuyev, so it's called Zimna. So then you have no right. Toshma, medal daz malo. We said that you could only mechayev to build a 4 foot fence, a 4 amas fence. More than 4 amas, you're not mechuyev to build. That's the chum assume that most people fit into the realm of 4 amas. I saw Chukam bring down from his shver Rabbi Yashiv that there was a in Yerushalayim there was a Shiloh, there was two short people, a short area, I guess, that two short people shared a building and they had to put up a fence.
China.
Could they put up a 2 foot fence, you know, a 2 amas fence?
Philippines.
He says no, that the Chum made him shy 4 amas, even for a tall guy that could peepee squeak over the fence, you know what I mean? Look over the fence because it's tall. But it still avoids rear because he knows every time he goes to the fence that he shouldn't look over. The point of the fence is still done. So he says, Dal Namas with Chom Masakin. So Gemara says, so up till Dal Namas, you get you Kim Chaim. I mean, more than Dal Namas, Kim Chaim. What happens is.
That's because of Hezekiah? That's because of Hezekiah?
No, it's someone taller than that.
That's because it has
a
green. Yeah, you bring it right.
Toshma, medal daz amal, ain't a chamin. What happens if the guy means you have a wall there? I made a copy of this picture because it's a very good picture.
Jokes are going on.
So you have. The Masifti has a very good picture.
Coming from the tall guy.
You have. This guy built a wall and then he was a samachoy koizel.
Brings up the level of jokes.
It's just a picture from Masifta, a very good picture. I made a copy. No, it's
now. Now, yeah, it's clear.
So basically, you have this guy put up a wall here, and he put up a wall here. Now, his wall, he made it as high as the other guy's wall. So the other guy really wanted to build a Dal Amos wall. That's what he's been mechayev me. He built a 10 Amos wall. So I said, get lost. I'm only paying Dal Amos. But then I went along, and I built a 10 Amos wall on my side. So it's obvious that I want. I'm nicha in the high wall because this was what am I building a high wall for? I obviously want to add on to my backyard and make us a room over there. I'll put a roof over it.
Insurance companies work with
this. So halacha is
underinsured.
So halacha is some of the guys like actually Raish Nasan over there. You can't assume that he paid for the 10 foot wall because originally
it was never
chayiv. It was never chayiv. Say it on me.
That's not necessarily true because you could have one side where you. There's more, there's more activity, so you want a higher wall, the other side.
No, the guy built a wall on his side, which means same I built side. A, me and Chap both share a backyard, so we put up a wall in the middle of the property.
Okay.
Chap says, I want to put up a 10 amas wall. I said, do whatever you want. I'm paying for 4 amas. So Chap puts up 10 amas wall. I said, I'm not interested. I don't want a 10 amas wall, 4 amas wall. I go 10 feet away and I put up a wall 10 amas high.
On my side.
My own property.
And the reason why I'm doing that is I want to put a roof on it and make sure a room over there. So now I'm nicha. Chapa says, one second. You said you don't care.
Well, don't use it if you can't. If you didn't pay for it.
If you didn't exactly. If you didn't pay for it, don't put your beams on it. Right. It's like on the other side. So Gemara says over there, we assume that I didn't pay for Chapa's 10 amas wall. Why? Because I didn't want it. Unless I bring the raya. Say chadom. Ilam is tov la'achas mano. If it was after it was due, means the guy already put up bamle partich of his money. Am I loy? So Elulav, Dom Pratichav takes money. It must be, he said, I paid before it was due. Al Makhuz Akalar Mimal Shaka. So Gemara says, no, Shani Yachal, Adam Miyim Nukhai Valerabanon. Who says I'm ever going to be in this wall? So over there, it's different. You have no right to our case. I'm going to rock away the Rabbi Rash, Toshma. Money will be Yachal. I go over to Chab and say, listen, you owe me $100. I'm like him? Yeah, you're 100% right. Lamacha Amaloy, truly, okay, could you pay? So Imamar Nisatavloch. If Chav says, I paid you, what do you mean? You don't remember the shoe I gave it to you? Potter. What about Einlich B'yadi? He says, Einlich B'yadi, what does that mean? Pashas Sochayev. So my love, what does this mean? So Gemara assumes, this is how the Gemara assumes. Nesativ loch, domle praticha bezmani. I paid you up in the shoe. Remember yesterday you came to me and said, you owe me $100, I paid you right away. That was before the due date. Einlich B'yadi, domle praticha bezmani. Sorry, Nesativ Loch, the only particular was money when it was due, which was yesterday. And Lech B'yadi, the only particular was money I paid you up 2 weeks ago. Victoria Chayev. You see, you don't say it. Now, it's interesting. Why would you think that when a guy says "ein lech biyadi," it means "pratich b'zmanei"? Pashas to me, "ein lech biyadi" means I never borrowed money from you. That's what "ein lech biyadi" means. So the pashas in the Gemara, I think the pashas is because he already agreed. Chapel already moida. I said "ein lech biyadi," come to him. So if he says "ein lech biyadi," he can't say "ein lech biyadi." What do you mean? I don't owe you the money?
Either way, he's contradicting what he said before.
No, I owed you the money, but I paid you already. When you say,
when you asked me yesterday if I owe it to you, and you say
yeah, sure,
like 3 months ago I owed you.
I had borrowed it from you, but I also paid you. When you come to say, well, give me the money, I paid you already.
Money li biyadcha doesn't say that you borrowed. You have my money.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just the normal way of speaking to that.
Yeah. Okay, well, so let's finish the Gemara, because that is... What's the case?
When is the case? When is he coming to him?
Tuesday.
At the time it's due?
That's the Gemara's question. He's coming to him. No, he's coming to him after it's due.
After due.
No, he came to him. He came to him at the end of the long term.
The fact that he said should counter the.
So that's the Gemara's hand. The Gemara's saying is, he said two things. There's two things over here going on. Either he says, Tanoli, Simon is Atib Loch, says Potter. Why? Because I gave it to you after. The Gemara assumed that means he gave it to you after it was due, and that you believe to say that you paid. But if you say Mizmanai, then it's a Shiloh. So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya that you see that you're not believed. So the Gemara says, no, my Enoch B'yadi, Lehu Dvar Ma'ilom. When Shabbat says Enoch B'yadi, it wasn't saying I paid you up to Chizman. I don't even know who you are.
That's the
one
I'm trying to say.
The
fact that
I
said him gave.
The fact that you said yes.
So he was already that's the Gemara's question.
So it could be.
How can you say that it's.
It could be because you came to me in shul and I wasn't going to make a big deal about it, so I said him.
So you get the halach, basically.
You come to me in shul, you owe me $100. Okay, I got it. No problem. I'll meet you better
kids. It's not due yet.
That's not what him is.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Gemara's side.
He can mean a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on.
Isn't there? There's a footnote about it, I think.
So not tomorrow. So much like.
He broke his leg.
How'd you hit it? Look at this guy. This guy's snapping.
Talking about China.
Wow.
So much like Kaisa Akar, Megango is a call.
People come by, I guess.
They're not very fast.
They do very.
Their hands are very fast.
Hands are fast.
They do. The
karate?
Yeah.
They fry them, put them in the soup as croutons. That's what they're called.
That's with their tongue.
Amar Avuna. You ready? Amar Avuna. Okay, so here we go. Samach lepago, samach lekulo. V'nachman amar, l'mayin samach, l'mayin loy samach. V'nachman amar, l'mayin samach samach, l'mayin loy samach loy samach. So there's a case over here. The Masechta has a good picture. So here, we put a wall down the whole field, and I came along and I put a wall for 10 amas. I didn't do the whole backyard. Backyard's 50 feet long. Chapel put up a wall. I came on the other side and I put up a wall. So the simple halacha is dal damas mechuyev. Chapel put up a 10 amas wall. I said I'm not interested. Then I go in my backyard and I put up for 10 feet. I put up a 10 amas wall. So Chapel says, oh, you see, you're interested. Because look, you're going to use my wall. I said, hey, 10 am, I'm doing a 10 amas addition. I'm not doing 50 am. I'm not paying for the 50 am wall. You put your whole backyard, you put this massive fence, I'm not paying for it. The area that I want, I'll pay. Yeah, it's another $200. I'm not paying $2,000. So that's the machlokes. So I'm going to put some kapago, some kulo. Once you do half, we assume you're going to use the whole thing. Your nicha means your nicha to the height of Chapel's wall. At that point, you're done. We're not going to line the samach. Samach, my love, samach, love, samach. No, you don't do it. Umaydir Avuna, be karen of a lufta. Ravuna is maydir, and what is karen of a lufta? It's karen of a lufta means that if I go ahead and add on to my house, this is the case, karen of a lufta. I add on a wall, and then I make a turn. So it's very obvious that I'm stopping over there. I'm not continuing my 10 amas wall. Chapel built a wall 50 amas long, the whole backyard 50 feet, 10 amas high. I say, I'm not interested. Chap's like, okay, fine, I'm interested. Just pay Dalai Lamas. The other four, six Amas, it's on me. Then I go ahead, I add on to my house a little piece, 10 Amas long. So Chap says, oh, the halacha is, Samach Kapag, Samach Kula. I say, no, because you look, I made a turn. It means I'm stopping my addition. I'm done.
I need a whole yard.
I don't need a whole yard. I just need a 10 by 10. I'm making a sunroof. So then it's obvious that what I'm doing, the way I built my house, I obvious that that's all I want. So he would be mud over there. Mud of Nachem by Afriza of a Kavatik Shuri. Afriza means that if I put a beam on top, that the on top of the wall, basically the stone rots the wood. So if I put a beam on top, I preempt that for the future. So I'm showing that in the future I'm going to use the whole length of his 50 amas, 50 foot long, 10 amas wall. So then it would be that Reb Nachman will agree that's called that you're going to use the whole thing and you're nichet to the whole thing and Chapa can force me to pay the whole thing. I'm not going to be kavi lava chazak. What's be kavi? Because it means
why is it not zen then? It was a chasam. I wanted it anyway. Who cares? Who cares if the guy uses it?
Toysa says the kasha yesterday. We had that Toysa on the Toysa says that it's you're still chai because it's not zen ever zel chasam.
In that case, maybe not. In this case, it is.
It's still considered a chaser.
In this case?
That's it, yeah, that's it.
That's
the place
of
the
law
now. It was chaser because he, whatever reason. Yeah.
But next to me.
He did it because he felt that he had to do it because the guy was peaky sneaky.
Do you understand this? Well, what, aren't they both made of wood?
What?
What's
this? No, the wall is made out of stone.
Right.
Right. And then the guy goes ahead and puts up a beam to preempt that shouldn't rot. The what?
So the beam is made of wood.
Right. So he's
and the cross beam is made of wood.
Right. So he's getting ready. Right. You see that he's getting ready to use the other guy's wall, the other guy's height of the wall. So the fact that he's doing that,
I'm asking why he does it.
He's doing it to shouldn't rot. The wood beams are going to sit on the no. The wood beams are going to sit on the rock wall. The rock wall rots it. So he puts a beam first
of what
wood on top of the rock wall.
So why wouldn't that rot?
It would maybe, but at least the beams don't rot. So yeah, you could always replace that. The beams, it's holding up the house. Some reason, I don't know, you're saying that old Aurat, I guess that's easier to replace. And then the next thing is, Amar Avuna Bekobi Lev Chazak. What's Bekobi? Bekobi means that if Chapler preempts, he knows, anybody that lives next to me knows that I'm always doing additions. So he when he makes this wall, he already knows where my additions are going to be. So he makes holes in the wall. You see these holes right here, the beams go into a very good picture. The beams go into, and the reason why you make those holes, and you line them with wood, so that the beams don't sit in the stone.
For the chazanish.
It's like chazanish, but it's meant that this is very obvious that Chapel is having me in mind when he's building his wall. So Chapel builds his wall, I say, hey, only Dalai Lama. He says, you know what, I'm building 10 Amas. And I'm not just building 10 Amas. I'm also going to preempt all your additions.
Get you ready.
Get you ready for all your additions.
Yeah, force you to pay.
So now, Chap wants to force me to pay because it's obvious. So more like this.
If it was Lent on the other side.
They kavi lo
abachazaka. You just have to tell me.
The avgav the avle himilti. He did this. He did this himilti. He put this wood in there. So more says still. The amle amina lechifaisli lelisra ishtoi. The only reason why Chapel did it is only because once I agree, I go for zoning to add on to my backyard and use his wall. He doesn't want to start messing around in his wall. But not that I chipped into the wall and already paid Chapel for the wall.
He was protecting himself.
He's protecting himself to do this now so that when I go ahead and get the rights to build another room over there in my house, then I'll be ready. Zonti Gomorrah. Amar Nachman. Achzik Lahurdi, so it's a very important Rashi over here. It's actually Tosfos, it's actually the Rashbam. It's interesting, the older Rashis that are important over here, the Rashbam. I don't want to say that. But enjoy the Rashi while you have it. Chavtas. So Rashi says, very important Rashi. Rashi says, Toysus, he says, Toysus, Aksak Lehordi, Kochas Zokas Halolu, the Shmaitzen, Enu Chazokas Shoshanim. There's two types of Chazokas in Bava Asra. There's something called Cheska Shoshanim, which means that if I walk through Hani's path for 3 years, and Hani sees me every day, day in, day out, and never says anything.
Like lights up.
After 3 years, I say, Hani, by the way, I want to put something on the path. You mind? He's like, excuse me, don't walk through my path. So I'm here for 3 years already. I was machzik, take a hike. It's a little different. That's not really what chazaka is. Chazaka is really that's a different case. If I go out, the chapel has a lot next to his house, and I start start parking my trucks, I'm building a little shed. She says, what are you doing? So what do you mean, I bought it from you? What do you mean you bought it from me? I bought it from you, I'm here for 3 years already. What do you mean? He says, it's not true. It is true, because I'm here for 3 years.
You're never anybody.
I'm here, Eric's got around the block, I'm here for 3 years, I bought it from you, it's a chazak sheshim etayna. That's called a cheska shalshan. Now, we're handling, in our sugya, the next whole sugya, we're not handling cheska shalshan, we're handling chazaka of usage. Hey. So it means if our chapel has a wall around his house, and I go and hang my stuff on the wall, and he sees, and he doesn't mind, and he doesn't say anything, that means I have a chazaka to use it. So we'll see, let's see Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Chapel will not allow me to come use in his shop something. So the fact that he allows me to use it, it must be that I bought the rights off him. And Zok Rashi finishes off. What are you doing in my shop? If I just say, what do you mean? Nobody ever threw me out of the shop. I'm here ready for 2 weeks. Get out of here. This is my shop. I understand. Nobody threw you out. We were too busy. We didn't chop. But what happens if I say that? What do you mean? I paid you.
I bought it.
I bought the rights for a year to be able to use your tire machine in your shop. He says, I know what you're talking about. Listen, I'm here ready for 2 weeks.
Good morning.
Nobody said anything to me. And
that nobody said anything to me. So yeah. If there was a problem.
If it was a problem, you were the Michael. So the fact that you weren't Michael, and I'm timing that I gave you the rights.
The time is that everybody else says that. He doesn't say anything.
No, you have to come with a
tiny gesture. Well, the neighbor says, listen, we see the guy here.
No, but it's a tiny gesture with chazaka. That's the point I'm trying to bring out.
He says, I was here.
Not just here. I also paid you.
Right. But the chazaka is on the neighbors. We see it.
No. Whose neighbors? You. You saw me there and you didn't say anything.
So the neighbors kind of.
No neighbors. No, you. You come to me and say, get out of here. Get out of my shop. I said, what do you mean? I bought the rights to be in your shop for a year. What do you mean you bought the rides? What are you talking about? So I'm here already for 2 weeks. You didn't say anything. So then done. Or whatever. 2 weeks. I bought the rides for a month. So that's the Gemara's Hanna. So now let's see the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Nachman. Ask the Hurdi. If I have rights to put a heavy beam, ask Shuri. Or maybe if I care. Which one's heavy? Which one's... Hurdi is Dakim. Sorry. Hurdi is thin beams. 2x10s. 2x4s. So then you have no right to put a micro lamp. Lakshuri, absolutely. If it's a micro lamp, a big beam.
We all know exactly.
A big beam. See this big beam?
I'll take you and wash you.
A big beam.
The extra that you had sitting on the side.
Yeah, he knows the word better than.
Yeah, he's like absolutely, absolutely. You could have him not going absolutely, absolutely. Lakshuri, absolutely. It doesn't matter. You could, vice versa. I'm a Nachman. Ask the Natvi, ask the Shafi. This is going, buddy. Where, I don't know if you ever passed by over here, this area between the end of this room that we added on does not have a gutter. So when it rains, the water just drips down the whole thing.
Okay.
I never put the gutter up. Now, so it's very annoying when you walk by in the rain, okay. You just drip, you get ruined the whole thing. If you have a gutter...
Have you ever passed inspection?
If you have a gutter, so the water goes into the gutter is tilted to one side, and it goes down the leader in one area. That's the point of a gutter. So if you have water running into my yard, dripping along the whole roof, so asigla natvi, then asigla shavki, then for sure you don't mind... If I let it go down in one spot, I could put a gutter up. But asik l'shavchi l'asanatvi.
Is that true? It won't like flood one spot, then it'll be more.
So some say that. We'll see in a minute. Some say not. But I'm saying this. My number's holding that it's better. It's worse to have it drip everywhere than just one area. Maybe some afilu asik l'shavchi asanatvi. It doesn't matter why, because of that. That's a shiloh. That means it's a roof made out of thick leaves, big leaves. So over there, it drips everywhere. This is a shiloh that a mazik. How vite is the mazik that I'm on either one? So it means dripping down along the whole thing. Is that a bigger mazik than just going in one place? So if you have a chazakah for that, you don't have a chazakah for that. That's a shiloh in the Gemara. I rent a house. So basically, Chapel rents me his house. I could use Chapel's all his amenities in his house. You have the beams in the back, that sukkah door, that short door. You could use it. Remember the door you sukkah?
No, that's different. That's already next part of it.
Yeah, whatever, I'm just saying.
don't get caught up in details.
All his crevices.
All his crevices, yes.
Nooks and crannies.
Bizisel, and all his walls. Adalamas. They used to use the thickness of the wall. They used to use it as shelves. The walls were thick and they would put stuff in it. You could use it. Albatarbits in the rotunda, the Kushner rotunda. Upon the loy, it's an area in the front of the house that you can't use. We're not going to do it. I feel the time it's upon you could. I have a rock shakar about them. The pool house, the guest house loy. Rabbi, I feel the rock shakar about them. No, once you, if I do an Airbnb, I rent the house for Shabbos in TR, I get the whole property. Don't tell me this is off limits. This is off limits. I want the whole thing. Leave me alone. I'm a Ravina. I sure them tell law.
You rent a guest house.
This is a very important law. If I rent if I have a shade, it's like a gazebo, a shade gazebo. Atlos Yemen, I put up a shade gazebo on Chapel's property. Atlos Yemen, Lav Chazaka. Till 30 days, it's a normal thing. Even if it wasn't Michael, I didn't say anything, I can't come and say, oh, I have a right to have my gazebo here. Bustlos Yemen, Lav Chazaka. Hey, chaps, you didn't say anything. Now it's here to stay. What do you mean? Chutzpah, I'm going to sue you. Okay, sue me all you want. That's not lacha. You don't like it.
Prove it, then.
Can't prove anything. You know what? I'm like, I don't want to hear anything.
That's without proof.
Yeah. Well,
if I could prove that I gave it to you as a.
Well, that's the. We're going away that all there is a shtamshus. So I used it for 40 days. Well, you come out to 40 days.
Chazaka is just basically saying that I have the
lower
hand.
You saw me there.
I have the lower hand. I got to prove the other way.
It's because you saw me there and I was there for 40 days. Should have been Micah. You weren't Micah. Okay, well, now you lost out. Tiki plus washi. So the word says, the sukkah the mitzvah. What happens if I go on Chapel's property and I put up a sukkah? So Chapel's like, I'm not going to bother the guy. It's sukkahs. I'm going to throw him out. So I'd shiva yoimin, lam chazaka. Because what am I going to do? Bas shiva yoimin, lam chazaka. Means that if my sukkah stays up 10 days after sukkahs.
Chanukah time,
Chapel says, you got to get this thing out of here. No. One second. You want it out, you should have been Michael right away. If I cement it, I'll say, now the question is, why is sukkah different than a shade hut? A shade hut, you have 30 days. Sukkah, you have 7 days. Why? Why not 30 days? So Rashi brings down from the Tosfos, from the Rashbam. Shekain hoya darkam lekvoya sukkosam. You know those sukkahs that are up all year? Letzorech kol hashanam. Means people set a place that this is where my sukkah is going to sit. All the years. והחלקך מיד להחזאי אינה וחזוקת, לא ידום לסוכת מתלוסת, לא ידום לסוכת מתלוסת ימין, היא לצייר בארמה, הוא דלדל. אבל סוכה זו, לצייר כל ימי זה חג שבכל שער עושה. When I come to Chapel's house and put up my sukkah, I'm not just putting it up for 1 year. The idea what I'm trying to tell Chapel is, this is my spot. I'm here for the next 50 years, I'm putting up my sukkah here.
I'm leaving it, not putting it up, it's there already.
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it there. Yeah, I'm leaving it there. This is my spot for my sukkah. So now, if Chapels leaves it there after 7 days, then obviously he agrees that it must be that we made some kind of deal. And he agrees. He can't come now 20 days in and say, ah, get out. Tosfos says not 7 days nafka because you have the 8th day. You can't take it down the 8th day. Some say not. Some say no, it's 7 days. Take it down right away. You're on borrowed time. Get out. Amar Raya, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidushes Ram. You have, very simple, you have Helman and Tiner. Helman and Tiner, they both have a porch, on the. They both have roofs that you could go up to and sunbathe. Or do whatever they bathe up there. So, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidushes Ram. Zeh Yisei Ma'ak Chatzikagoy, Zeh Ma'ak Chatzikagoy. So Tiner says, listen, Helman, I can't do this. Every night I go up there to relax.
Sneaky Peeky.
And Sneaky Peeky's up there.
He's got the binoculars.
He got the binoculars.
This is Micah.
No, Micah is only 10 12.
Is that a Stapshus?
Yes. No, it is a Stapshus. So you'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute. So Chapel says, Tanya says, I'm going to do, it's a 50 foot long stretch. I'm not doing the whole thing.
51 feet.
We're both Mechuyev. So I'll build half. And you build a half. And a little more than half, so a little overlap, so you can't see it. You can't let the angle, you always sit on that side. Because if he looks sneaky peek, you know?
You got this down with
love. Yeah.
I'm not looking at him.
Let's be down with us close. Who did you speak to that gave you all this information?
Was it like a crack in the fence?
I went to look at people's houses to check it out. I have some pictures, I'll show you.
Is that the surprise you were going to do for me when I went out of town?
No. So, Zeh is my Katagaga, Zeh is my Katagaga, Zeh is looking at Zeh, obviously. Um'adif, and you do a little overlap. So, Mar says, Mayer is Shusaram. I feel Shusar Yachanami. Why is Shusaram? 18. Shusaram is Tichale. Ma'atim, my name, Le Seif Seif. Habayis, the name of Shusaram. Shusaram is a big Kiddush, because if I live on Madison Avenue, every guy is walking by like this, you know. You can't sit on your roof and do what you want to do. The whole yeshiva is there. You live on the corner of 9th and Madison. They tell me that your guy across the street from you has to put up a fence not to see you. The whole yeshiva walks by 2,000 people every day. The Gemara says no. So there's still a chiddush. The guy with the glasses, with the nose, he only sees by day. But they only chazli. By night, he can't see. A whole day, a whole night. You have a sneaky peek all day. When imna means to stand, right? What does imna mean?
Yeah.
To stand. But kiasimna, when I'm sitting on the beach chair on top, can't see me. And chazizli benke imna, benke yasimna. Another one. Rabim ki ma'ainu chazli. Only when they pay attention. So if you bring attention to the people on the walking the street, then the guy puts his finger on the nose. But every time you walk out, it's crazy. You're always there. So I need a fence. What's the shiloh? Of course. He's splitting it. What happened was, Tiner went ahead and says, we got to build this wall. I'm done. So he hired a guy to build the wall. Kalilus. You know what? I'm going to pay you. Instead of me putting a half on my side, half on your side, I'm just going to pay you. Just build the whole wall on your side. I'll give you 50% of the money. No, I have my time later. This is from the Mr. Ashisach. Your foundation is going to get real bad. I don't know. I don't want to build the whole wall. It ruins the foundation. It's a heavy set thing. I'm going to knock on my shmuel. Gaga samach, one more piece. Between a roof. And a roof, you don't make a mica. We're not going to deal. And a zokel down the arms. I'm zokel mechitzasor. You still need a mechitzasor. Lemai. Ila hezegriya. Arbam is being done. If it's for hezegriya, you need 4 hours. Ila it's a ganav. So you just need a little wicker thing. You don't even need a sort of tvacham. See if it's Bahamasagi. Ila gedim et loim. Because they should stack a bas rosh. You can't stick his head through. Sorry. Lailam. Lin is a ganav. Masipas Matzim Shtavle. When it comes to Masipas, Masipas basically is just a rope with a little, it's just a guideline. So what happened was, you have Hellman, he's sneaky peeky, so he just like walks over the thing, like, oh, what are you doing here? No, I just walked over. I'm sorry, I apologize. But every day it's like this, all day. So what you do is, you put Mechitza Sara, Lemetz Mishnah, Mechitza Sara, he really has to step over the fence. So it's like, Helm, what are you doing here? Okay, don't step over my fence. Next Mishnah, next pair. Hey Allah, very good. Who's taking over Mishnayos? Baskin. Yeah. Somebody who hires a worker to do Yai Nesach, I would do it if they would ask me. Schari also, I would try, yeah. It's hard, but I would maybe do it.
You know, teaching us, the family, is different than teaching kids who actually don't know what's going on.
Ted was trying to put together the thing.
He has it, man. What? He has it. He has them. They're funny.
I don't know if the hipster are going to speak to the kids. You bring a therapist.
Or somebody speak to the kids. My.
Oh. I don't know what he's saying. Schari also.
Or more, whatever.
Schari also. 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 Schari also.
Schari also. Schari
also.
Schari also. Schari also. Schari also.
Came to
his
eyes.
It was
a disaster to begin with.
But I don't know. Over there, you like.
Sakhar is a chamar. Go to the next page.
Bad stories in 3 weeks.
Chamar?
Who? Sakhar is a chamar. Yai Nasak. Sakhar also. You can't use the money. Sakhal Leishav Aleo, Abishan Niachal, I will come and begin it Aleo. When he put his,
because it wasn't done for Yain.
It wasn't done for Yain, that's a Sharmut. Zach the Kitz Shechan Aruch. That is scary thing.
Scary. In a flash.
It's unbelievable.
They still coming.
Who's still coming?
They still coming.
Who?
It's all guys.
What do you mean still coming?
When they went there, he was talking, right?
Brought him in the ambulance, he was talking to him.
But they saw it coming on the screen.
Oh, really?
I wonder what they see.
He has pain. They connect the monitor. And then they see.
Well, what, it's irregular. What do you see?
I don't know. But he said that.
He said they
saw it right away. It's coming heavy.
Heavy heart attack. They can't give anything?
They tried whatever they could. Trust me, they tried. They were men in the hospital, maybe 50 people. They were men in the hospital. Coded the phone on the way. Yeah. Brought them back. Just kept on over and over again. Yeah, but if it's not, they say you could have had it on an operating table when they made it. Grishman, he just started going on calls 6 months ago.
Who's Grishman?
He was one of the guys there.
He's one of the guys on the call.
The guy that was in the neighbor?
No.
He's
younger than me.
So he said he had a lot of questions. That's why.
What a lot of questions.
He did. He asked.
This is the biggest call he was on since he started. Doesn't happen every day.
Wow. Yasha Koyach.